Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Michael Martin, a.k.a. Rickshaw. If you like movies, television, comic books, music, video games, and comedy, then you should tune in to Worship and Tribute Nerd on YouTube. If you don't watch YouTube, that's okay. We've got podcast versions of the same videos on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Did you ever want to find out what kind of nerdy shit your favorite band likes? Well, we do that too. Movies, television, comic books, music, video games, and comedy. New videos and content every Thursday and Friday at noon Central Time. Worship and Tribute Nerd.
Test.
Good. Honestly, come out and roast. Hey, test, 1, 2.
You're so fucking loud always.
I'm so fucking loud always. That's true.
I'll work on this.
The mic was off during my set earlier. Tom's the only motherfucker I know who's regularly louder than I am, honestly.
Okay.
Losing it.
So, I'm a terrible podcaster, so this is going to be a terrible intro, but I'm going to get everyone to introduce themselves and say their names.
Why are you threatening us with that taser, though?
Hey!
Sarah.
It's like, I'll get you.
It's a visual joke that's not going to work on the podcast, but...
It's because I got the handheld. Well, there we go. I explained the joke. Okay, so I'm Toby. You know me if you've listened to the show before. I'm going to say this is my special co-host right now. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Miles Francis, a.k.a. Mr. Most Days Off, usually on the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, the Simpsons podcast I do, but I am happy to be a part of the Secret Transmission podcast today.
Okay, so before we introduce our other guests and everything right now, so you did a stand-up show tonight at Hat Tricks. Where are we at? I don't even know what town we're in.
We're in Hat Tricks Bar and Grill here in Louisville, Texas. We had a interesting night because I was the host for the stand-up portion of the show, which was an hour of stand-up followed by an hour and a half of hypnotism by hypnotist Gary Conrad, who is our headliner tonight. And to say the least, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was. So we also have one of the other comedians that was up on stage tonight, and we have one of the volunteers who actually was hypnotized tonight, and also one of your friends?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's introduce the other comedian. What was your name, sir?
I'm Tom Murphy.
Tom Murphy, okay. And the man that was hypnotized that we're really interested in questioning, this is going to be... a lot of questions. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Is your podcast debut?
No, I've been on another podcast.
Cool. Okay.
And it was... The podcast I was on with a bunch of friends. Yeah, we deleted that thing fast.
Oh, the first official podcast.
Oh, well, this one will probably get deleted, too.
Regardless.
No, I'm just kidding. So, what's your name?
I'm Scott Morton.
Scott?
And what's your name?
I'm Trent.
Trent is the friend. Okay, so Miles, you're going to have to help me with the questioning. So the set was probably about an hour and a half of the hypnotist.
Yeah, that'd be about right.
So he... Okay, should we ask questions first or say honestly,
I think we should start by just all of us just fucking drill Scott with questions.
Can I raise one thing up front?
Was it about me talking about drilling Scott?
Yes.
There should be concerns raised.
No lube, no condom.
Not even a kiss on the cheek.
No, go ahead.
Dinner.
Genuine question, was he yelling the N-word at one point in that show?
What?
I know you were hypnotized. I don't remember. I I kind of hope I did.
I heard the exact same thing.
Wait, was the hypnotist or was Scotty yelling?
Hypnotist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, not you. Yeah, don't worry. Don't panic.
Oh, by the way,
you are uncanceled.
I'm recording. I'm recording this on my handheld recorder. So if the audio is a little wonky, bear with us.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say on the record, because fuck it, dude. The hypnotist was kind of a dick. Like, let's be honestly, like, he's kind of an asshole.
He did.
When he was pulling the jacket off, you heard the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't hear that.
It was like clear as day.
Dude, and I was looking around and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Is everyone hypnotized right now? I mean, Donald Trump is in town right now. It could kind of be part of the setting.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked.
I don't know if I heard that.
I definitely didn't hear that.
Were you guys okay? You know what I'm talking about when he was
what you're talking about, but I didn't hear that.
Okay. So I think
it might be that you and me are fucked up. When
I mean, we're south, but we're like moderate.
You're in
out
the
of the blue
south,
just
yeah. Flower Mound.
Heard it.
I fucking whoever said Flower Mound, I died at that.
Interesting.
Was it you?
No.
Somebody was like, "Oh, there's Flower Mound people in the crowd."
You're right. We should change the subject.
Yeah, honestly, I think we should just hit Scott with a lot of our questions to start, because I don't want to influence his answers.
Right.
Then we can kind of dive into our theories and like our other shit if everyone's cool with that.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So, Scott, why don't we just start by having Scotty? Like, why don't you tell us what you feel like your experience was for the last 90-ish minutes?
It was just kind of just acting and going along with whatever he said, trying to remember what he said, and just having a fucking blast.
So did you just like, actively decide when you went up that no matter what this?
Oh yeah, actively. I would just anything he said, I'd fucking do.
Interesting.
He said, "Throw off my shoes." I'm like, "Get those bitches off! Get out of here!"
You got like some distance on that. His shoe went into about the seventh row.
Well, was there anything that you felt like you did that you normally wouldn't have done?
Get spanked by a chick. Get touched by a chick.
I'm there
now
with
I'm
you.
Now I'm thinking there are plans, because that's a pretty good line. Like, seems like that was like pre...
What was the... Like,
what's your last name? Conrad?
Morton or moron, is what people say it.
When you were up there, what would you say was like... Was there a point where you're like, holy shit, what the fuck am I doing right now?
When he was like, all right, when you jump up, yell Nookie. And I at first heard it as yell... I'm like,
no.
I'm like, all right, I hope I reheard that. I'm like, I stayed silent. Like, not stayed silent. I was like, all right, I'm going to hope I re-listen to it. And he said, Nookie. I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm like, I'd rather not be the stereotypical Southerner.
I was suspect because at one point during that bit, you actually said my name. Like, you identified me.
I said his name too.
And I was just like, if he was all hypnotized and shit, he wouldn't, like, fucking know who I was, probably. I don't know. Most people don't know who I am, like, well, they're not hypnotized, so.
Do you feel like any part during the show you were actually out of it?
Probably during the, what was it, the initial.
You laid there on the ground. Okay, so.
Yeah, during the ground part, I was fucking, I'm like, all right, well, I this feels weird. It was sort of like foggy, hazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second he was like, oh, this is your pillow, I snapped out of it immediately. Mm. But I was like, I'm going to continue with this. This is hilarious. Like, I'm not going to be a little bitch.
The show's ruined. Yeah.
So that, right there, I was like, I hope I'm doing it right. I don't want to get kicked off. And that's why I was like fucking having a spasm.
So you were kind of leaning into it because you kind of felt the threat. Because there's 12 of you to start.
Oh, yeah.
And there was 7 of you by the end. So people got
eliminated. Kicked off, I'm like, I don't want to get kicked off, man.
You're a survivor mode kicked in. That's cool. I have a question for Tom, because, like, halfway through the set, Tom...
I feel like I want to declare the fifth at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I've said too much.
So, first of all, Tom and I, like, were, like, the first and third comic up tonight, so, like, we've been drinking for a while, but, like, halfway through the hypnotist set, Tom, like, kind of, like, was chatting with me, and he says... dude, like, are you feeling weird at all? Because, like, you think, like, hypnosis is spreading through the crowd? And, like, what was your experience? Like, have you never been drunk before?
Is this your first time drinking?
Yeah. If only. I don't know. I think I might be one of those susceptible, gullible jackasses. No offense.
No, he's one of the idiotic
like, I feel like I might be, like, especially susceptible to, or I'm just, like, I don't know, because I was just watching it, and I felt like, this is weird. don't know. I'm feeling more attentive to this than I feel like would be normal. Although the minute he started talking about it, he was like, "And you're gonna go out in the crowd. You're gonna dance around the people." I was like, "It's time for a cigarette. Time for a cigarette." I grew up Catholic. It's time for a cigarette.
Now you were acting like you might have had something in the audience.
It was really strange because I was sitting there, and as he was like talking to you guys, he was like snapping. And every time he would hit himself, my brain felt like it just one time at one point just shut down completely. Okay. I felt like I was so attentive to just his snapping that nothing was going on around me. Like my brain just felt scrambled. It was so weird.
So okay, during the first part when you said that you did feel something, like,
yeah,
is that kind of how it felt? Like scrambled? How did that
kinda
feel?
It kind of felt like
a dream state. Like what?
It kind of just felt like the moment before you fall asleep.
Okay.
If you can ever remember that. The only time I can ever figure that out is when I'm tripping fucking balls. But that's the only thing I can describe it as. The moment you fall asleep, that's what it felt as.
Okay. So now how long do you remember being on stage?
Since the start.
Well, like, what, like, if you had to put that in a number, what would, like, we've kind of said it a few times.
Yeah,
but,
it was, like, what, half an hour?
It was 90 minutes.
Oh, 90, okay.
So, I mean, I would say that right there is at least some sign that there is at least states where you were in, like, maybe a sleepy mode.
Or just full.
Now,
listen to command.
Do you remember not doing anything he told you to do?
No, I remember everything.
Now, here's
there was one thing he told him to do that they didn't do, though.
He spoke real fast. He was like, "All right, no, 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 no." I was like, "What the fuck did he just say? What am I supposed to do something?" Like,
well, and he had that mic, y'all, turned so high.
He's
like people
right
in the
here.
Audience were actually complaining to me. Like, I was just one of the comics, but they assumed I worked there or whatever because they're like,
"The host or something."
Well, yeah, I was hosting the show, but that doesn't mean I'm like employed by the bar. That would imply I get paid. They were complaining to me, they're like, "Oh my god, it's so loud, it's hurting my ears," and I'm kind of with them, it was so loud, but like, it was a weird setting, like this, for a podcast, this was a weird setting for a hypnosis show, because like, it's a bar, and right. Tom even pointed out, like, what you're asking to do is really, like, kind of not compatible, because he's putting on a show in a bar full of drunk people that start and rev engines at random. And, like, the more, like, they're into the show and the more that, like, they're enjoying the entertainment, the more likely they are to, like, clap and get loud and rev their fucking engines and, like, show that they're entertained, right? And he keeps, like, yelling at drunk people to get quiet. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, this might be a good time.
Buick, y'all. Like, that's the other part.
This might be a good time to talk about Krypton Crane or something.
Take a commercial break. Yeah.
Hey, go check out Krypton Crane. Go to KryptonCrane.com. I don't remember the promo code apparently right now, but
Secret Trans.
Secret something. I don't know. Just go get a Krypton Crane because they're fucking awesome.
They are really dope.
KryptonCrane.com. It's a monthly subscription service. I wish this car would fucking leave.
Well, he's fucking with us intentionally, right?
Yeah.
No, there's no
so,
way.
So just pause, put it in your pocket, and we're just going to break for a second, and then they'll go away.
Prepare to confiscate the human's possessions. Possession secured. Prepare the probe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a hot second. No need for a probe, man. Why are you doing this anyway?
To learn from your kind. And to obtain your container of treasures.
Container of treasures? Oh, you mean my cryptid crate?
Yes, the cryptid crate you possess. We desire it. We have discovered it to be populated with many objects we find most incredible.
Correct. The objects in this container cannot be produced on our home planet.
Well, you don't have to abduct people to get your own cryptid crate.
Elaborate.
Just go to cryptidcrate.com and sign up. On the first of each month, a new box filled with amazing cryptozoology-themed items will come to your mailbox, or spaceship.
Allow us to show appreciation to you, human, for this invaluable information.
Yeah, sure thing. Does this mean you're going to take me back to Earth?
Not exactly.
You ready for me to go back into my rant?
Yeah,
dying of lung cancer.
Go back. We hit report again.
So I was ranting before the car showed its appreciation for our podcast. But, like, again, it was Tom who pointed this out while we were chatting during the show. But Just the idea that he was asking a drunken bar crowd to be silent while also appreciating his entertainment on stage. It's like the natural...
Well, I'm saying to get them into that state, apparently he needed that. But it's like the problem with that is that like the better it's going, the more people are laughing and freaking out and yelling shit. So it's like the better he does... The more people are like, holy fucking shit, what the fuck is good?
Honestly, to be honest, like, during the some of the parts where, like, we were actively doing stuff, them being loud was awesome. It just made it better. But
it made it easier, probably.
Yeah, but then there were the parts where I was trying to hear them, and all I'd hear is people back like, oh, fuck Jeremy, like, or some shit like that. I'm like, shut up.
So here's the one thing that he said at the end of the show. I don't know how many of you caught this, but he specifically said that you're going to remember the last hour and a half of the show. You're going to remember every bit of it.
Yeah, I could just be like fucking going insane, and he did hypnotize me completely, but...
See, that's actually on that level, or on that note, there's the part where everybody on stage had something that they were hypnotized to be missing. Like, the lady next to you was missing her nipples.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy missing his feet. Two men switched butts.
One guy had two asses. The other guy had
none.
One.
That's what it was. Yeah. None. Do you remember what you were missing?
Yeah, the brain. I was missing my brain. Fine. Yeah, I was missing my brain.
Okay, yeah. Missing your brain. Do you remember like holding your brain?
Oh yeah, I'm holding brain, flicking that? It, poking it.
What was that you were holding?
It was a fake brain. Like it was like a fake plastic.
I couldn't see it from
whoopee cushion brain.
And there's no moment where you felt like holy shit, I'm dying because my brain's on the outside of my head.
So. At one point, because you were really convincing about, like, everything that you were involved with.
Dude, you were, like, by far the most compelling,
I was
like,
I gotta do my best,
person.
I don't want to get kicked off, I don't want to be a fucking
I keep
pussy.
Telling you need to do improv, and, like,
I'm definitely gonna try.
Yeah.
So, when you had your brain in your hands, you were only saying, like, syllables, like, or you were,
there were so many things, I'm like, oh, I should say something, and then you go, I'm like, wait, I don't have a brain, don't fucking speak.
But did you hear him respond to that by saying, like, wow, this kid's smart, he's acting out this skit better than I am? Did anybody else
I didn't hear that.
I
heard
God
it. No,
said that.
No, I heard it.
I swear he said that.
I heard it. You
he
were saying
what? Because I stayed on the stage the whole time, what?
This is the one of the guys who got hypnotized right here, right? You're on the secret transmission. This is
yes.
Jason.
This is the owner of
Patrick's. Please say hi.
Hey, what's up?
So we're talking about when Scotty had his brain out of his head, right? Like, do you recall that portion? Well,
I saw it. Yeah.
So the hypnotist said this kid's smart. He's acting out this skit better than I am, or something very similar to that. I swear I heard something along that line.
I honestly was freaked out at one point when he asked me, and I was like, I don't know. I'm like, oh shit, I fucked it up. I said something.
See, I felt like he was pulling the microphone away from you really quick.
He
too.
Was, yeah. He yanked that back.
Did
you feel hypnotized yet? No, not until
when you stood back up.
Yeah, when I stood back up, everything passed. That
so,
was,
so
you. It was like he came and went.
Yeah, during the beginning when it was the whole pillow thing. That's the only time I
Do you remember falling out of the chair?
Yeah, I remember because I actively put my knee down because the dude's knuckles started poking into my cheek.
You know, you were like basically
multiple times.
Oh yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
You were basically blowing that cowboy next to you.
I was like, thanks for the spakings, man. Die. I love that part. She was like tenderly like. I'm like, fucking hit me harder.
I'd hit it, like...
She's, like, caressing me. I'm like, harder.
Yeah, dude.
So, okay, let me ask this. Do you feel like anyone else was actually hypnotized on that stage?
Yeah, a couple of them, I'd have to say. The gentleman on the far right who did the singing.
Yeah?
I wholeheartedly think he was.
I think he was a plant.
You think he was a plant?
He sang too well.
Well, and then, like, the quickness of him going into Chinese, and that sounded like... That sounded like Tom, right now, speak Chinese. Say a sentence in Chinese.
Okay. Well,
Scotty, say a sentence in Chinese.
Is what it sounds like.
Like, honestly, like, that dude sounded like he was legit singing, like, saying Chinese syllables, right?
Not just the same, like... Ching chong bong, ching bong bong.
Like the super racist, like ping pong, ching chong, ching ching chong chong.
Like I just did.
It sounded like real, like legitimately. I don't know Chinese. It sounded like it could have
been. Yeah, it sounded like a more progressive way about complaining about late Chinese food. Is what it sounded like. Hey, yeah, he got the nuances in a little bit better, but it still sounded like nonsense.
Yeah. Now
but he doesn't know Chinese.
Well, like, here's my thing is that I I feel like that guy might have been a plant because the whole time he was acting
like... Did you fail biology? He's clearly a human. What are you...
And that's why you're a comedian. That's why...
That was a dumbass joke. I'm sorry.
Hey... It was dumb on my part because I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? So, you broke my concentration. God damn it.
No, I do kind of agree the second he switched into Chinese, I'm like, he's actually speaking. He's either repeating some Chinese he heard or he's speaking it.
Or he's practiced some sort of script long enough that it can sound like
but
Chinese.
But, like, it sounded like it. My cousins are Chinese. They speak Chinese all the fucking time. And so I'm like, all right, either he's ascending.
Hold on. I guess we should, because we just talked about it. But there was a point where he gave specific instructions to certain of the last seven people that were on stage to do when he said a certain phrase or a certain song played. And this particular gentleman had he was going to sing like an American Idol contestant, and he just busted out, and it wasn't terrible. It wasn't bad, and then. All of a sudden, the hypnotist was like, this is the only one that he changed during the set, too. He was like, now you're going to sing in Chinese. Like, he never changed your stuff.
No.
Yeah, that's a really interesting observation.
Or if he did, he came by a couple of times.
You're good. You can't see this in a podcast, but the way that he did, like, you're going to sleep standing up now, and your legs are perfectly strong. And, like, they were in, like, this embrace with each other. Very much looked like it was well-coordinated. Mm-hmm. And, I mean,
like, it's been done a couple times.
Like, it's been, like, and I guess, like, you could argue, like, he's such a master hypnotist that he knew exactly how that man's body weight was gonna fall, but like it took him a second to say, like, your legs are perfectly strong. Like,
I noticed
he
that
was
too
supported for a while, and then it's like, oh, by the way, your legs are strong.
Another thing in the guy's defense of actually being hypnotized, his female partner, I don't know if they're dating or whatever, but his partner that was next to him, he had him separate with them, and they were I don't know, maybe it was part of the skit or not, but
It very well could
it
have.
Probably
been. It
probably
seemed like it.
Because they start with 12. They eliminate people that aren't cooperative, essentially, or susceptible to hypnotism, as they put it. But ultimately, like, the dude, it would make sense if there was a couple people or one strong actor that was like, all right, I'm going to go along with this. Because, like, especially now I'm trying to recall. Do we know if we started with him? Like, was he the first one to be, quote-unquote, knocked out? Because you were on the opposite end.
I was the first that he went. You know what the funny thing is? To help along with it, because he went, I'll show it on Trends, the podcast,
you can't
be able to
see
it. Yeah, but for you guys, he went like that against my head and pushed
like
me back.
Hit you.
So it hit my
so
nose.
There was,
it wasn't painful.
We talked about
this. It wasn't painful,
Toby,
but it was forceful, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to go with it.
So I pointed that out early on to Miles as we were sitting there talking. I was like, do you notice that he keeps pushing the people in the directions he wants to go, or if he wants them to sleep, if he wants them to pretend like there's something in their hand, he grabs them and he makes it.
He's very forceful.
It probably
physically.
Was to just pull up my pants.
I just got to say, you guys are way off base. You were all crisis actors. Three out of the 12 people up there were at Sandy Hook. This is well documented. This is established. This is a farce that's been perpetrated upon us.
Yeah, you know, that's
by my colloidal silver.
And that won't even melt under just hypnotism.
George Soros funded hat tricks.
By my colloidal silver.
Osama bin Laden wasn't dead. He got a fucking sex change. He was up there.
The original gay frog was at hat tricks.
That's what it was. So, but yeah, I noticed a lot of, like, him helping or giving a push to the people.
Yeah, there were several times where he came over, especially to the one lady who spanked me to life. He whispered, and he's like, hey, spank him. He, like, really quiet. I couldn't tell if anybody else heard
if
him.
If that erection lasts for more than 4 hours, you should probably call somebody,
yeah,
by
call,
the way.
Call, get some help, yeah.
Well, and then he also was doing a lot of clicking.
Yeah,
which
from the very beginning too, like before he even had anybody on stage,
clicking.
He had a lot of ticks. And I had said, I can't remember if it was to Toby or to Tom, but it reminded me of dog trainers, like the way that they'll associate
they'll
like sounds and like
and
clicks.
Yep.
And like, I wonder if there's something like on some sort of primal level that he's trying to connect.
There's a. I can't remember the scientific term, but it's basically.
You're fucking in high school. You better study up.
I'm in college. No, but I can't remember the term. But it's basically if you were to go up to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, who's unaware of what's going on, just certain clicks will get their attention. Like, you could snap, you could do anything you need to, and their automatic attention will focus on that.
I was really glad he was snapping before he said 1, 2, 3, because there were several times where all I heard was, A-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, God, please let me hear this. And then I heard the snap or the pop or whatever, and then 1, 2, 3, and I'm like,
now,
okay.
Okay, since you said that, because there was a lot of mumbling and a lot of fast talking.
Yeah.
I really honestly believe a lot of that was for you.
Yeah, for us, it was definitely.
Well,
it
was for you to figure, so you could hear what you want. That way, he could be like, "See, they're doing what I want."
Yep.
And I feel like,
well, even when I was sitting right in the back corner table, and when they got to the part where the two dudes like took off their shirts and were dancing on the bar, so one dude immediately took his shirt off, like just flung it off and started dancing. The other dude actually ran out to the crowd, got on the bar right where I was, and started dancing with his shirt on. The hypnotist came out into the crowd, and I saw him directly like look up and say, "Hey, take your shirt off." So, like, the guy told him straight up, take your shirt off.
Well, I'm fucking terrified now.
The most rapey fucking hypnotist.
Either he's a really good hypnotist
while
or he's
dry
a sex
humping,
offender.
Take your shirt off.
Well, and the
Scotty,
guy.
Did you leave your drink unattended at any point during
the hypnotism? Oh, I wish I wasn't sober.
Well, okay, so one of the guys got up on the bar beside me, and I heard him, the hypnotist, say safety before entertainment or something. So he was telling him, be safe as you climb up there, but he was coaching him, get up there.
Yeah, see, I mean,
yeah,
like...
but that's its own superpower that's still just as impressive.
Yeah,
No. It's like, well, that's almost hypnosis, right?
Because, yeah, because...
that you're that willing to...
jump on stage because someone told you.
Every one of us, I think, for the most part, is like, this guy's kind of an asshole. So, like, none of us are like, I really like this guy. I want to do whatever he says. We're all like, kind of like, fuck.
But that's, isn't that how, like assholes get all the girls?
Interesting, yeah. And, like, the, like, CEO
the right
jobs
group,
and shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is one fucking
is guy,
friendly but ugly fucking group.
This is like deleted scenes of, like, a Beavis and Butthead spinoff.
The live action.
Hey, I know if
we're
I...
all fighting over who gets to be Beavis. And you're Butthead.
Listen, I don't care how much, like, commanding I told the woman, you're going to spank this guy. No woman's going to listen to me. They're going to be like, fuck you, fucking weirdo.
Yeah, not fuck you in, like, the fun way. Like, oh, yeah, that was the end game. But, like, no,
what
just straight up.
Who the fuck do you
up.
Think you are?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like
I think one of the funnier things is the entire time I was sitting between people, I was fucking squashed. So he's like, oh, he's like, don't stretch it later, put your hands. I'm like, I can't fucking move here. What do you want me to do, man?
You just would sprawl out on everyone.
Oh, yeah.
That
when
you're laying
oh,
on.
Yeah, when he's like asleep, I'm like, all right, go. Time
honestly,
to be a red doll.
Like, the dude they picked to be your, like, safety anchor.
I wish I could have. I couldn't. I didn't see him. I wish I could have apologized.
Honestly, he, like, was, like, he looked like the worst choice.
I know.
Like, he was so not happy to be on that
His
stage.
His face just looked completely annoyed.
He was, okay, let me explain. We're in Texas. This man was wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, and he was
a
man.
Sure, tucked into his pants, his belt buckle, big cowboy.
He was on the far right,
and he was.
Yeah.
There.
Wait, so was he hypnotized?
No,
he was just,
no.
He was there to catch me.
He was a man.
He was from the audience?
Yeah,
he was just
audience.
Like a.
Oh my god,
exactly.
That poor son of a
bitch. When I saw him, I'm like, the second I saw him walk up, you know, he's like. I'm like, oh, fuck, please don't.
You're like, oh, no, my head's going to be in your crotch.
Dude,
all night.
I felt
part,
that when my head, when I was shaking his leg, I'm like, he's going to just snap my neck right here. Like, I'm so sorry. Please don't.
This was a man. This was a man.
Because this looked like the type of dude that, like, he would be embarrassed about the erection he clearly had. And just, like, blame Scotty for
this
it.
This young, hairy, sexy man.
Yeah. Yeah, this man's, let's not denigrate this man. This man's an American hero. This man clearly didn't enjoy any of it. Now that I know, I thought he was like hypnotized to do that.
And he sat there for an hour and a half.
Dude, he didn't laugh once.
He was pissed.
It was deadpan. He was like,
but he was like, this is my duty, and I will sustain.
He
was like, Confucius.
To do this.
If this is God's will, then I shall do it.
Yeah. Christ himself came down and told me to let some fat kid lie on me.
I wanna, like, honestly, I think he may have been on a date. Like, I really do. I think he was on a fucking date, and, like, he got separated.
He was like, I thought I was going to get a blowjob for my date, and
I
have
like,
this man in my
life.
Maybe he was so excited when I started shaking. He's like, yes, it's time.
This fat 18-year-old sitting on my lap. Might as well get something out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, might as
know?
Well get some enjoyment out of this.
There was an awkward moment on stage where the guy, because one of the other dudes was like a gymnast instructor or something.
Two of them were.
And there was two. And they
there
fucking
two.
Looked like it, those assholes.
Those were the two guys that got on the bar and started dancing.
At one point, though,
ironically,
weird how that couldn't have been any
the fit.
Weird.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, no, he's gonna pick. Well, he's gonna pick the
good-looking dude.
Yeah. Why?
I wish I was up there and he was like, "Take off your shirt." I would have been like, "Nope, I'm fat."
Yeah, I would have done that. I would have thrown that bitch up. Like,
if you want to see a fucking orca, well, here it comes.
I don't do that shit for my wife. Why the fuck would I do it for you?
I heard ladies like the dad bod.
I shower with a shirt on.
The only way my shirt comes off, if you say Gollum impression, tap tap with the mic. That's it.
Just do that impression.
Okay, so overall, do you feel like there was some truth behind it? Because, again, at the end, he totally said, oh, you remember this whole hour and a half.
I do remember throughout the entire thing, just normal thoughts running through my head. Oh, I need to remember this. Hop up here. When he did say that, because he kept saying it, beforehand, he didn't say it at all. And I was like, all right, I still remember everything. I know everything I'm doing. After he said that, same thing. So I don't know if it's
was like when he said it's weird. The things that like people were laughing at, like oh see it's not real, were the things that made me think it was real. Because when he was like, hey you got to grab your ankles and wash them or something like that, like none of you did. And I was like, oh, that actually seems like okay. Why wouldn't they on that one? Like that seems like there's something happening
the
here.
One. Yeah,
they all just happened.
That one was honestly, I really felt weird. When I had the chick rubbing my leg, I'm like, please, stop doing that.
Please, go closer.
Yeah, go closer.
18, I mean, shit, I, like, sit next to a chick like that in my 18, and I've got a hard-on.
Like, it's
I imagine
so
for
two milfs on either side.
I don't remember going 90 minutes straight when I was 18 without having an erection. So, like, you had to have been terrified that you were going to pop a boner on stage.
You popped one somewhere.
Yeah. I was scared that I was going to, like, he'd be like, sleep, and I'm like, I'm
stomach.
Sitting there, and all you see is this, you know? I'm levitating off
fucking
the ground.
Fucking pitching
a
tent.
Yeah.
It's a comedy hypnotist. And magic show, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Discount Magic Mike's.
Discount.
So, okay, let's go around to everyone. I'll start with Miles, and then I'll go around this circle that we're standing in. Do you think that the people on stage were hypnotized?
No. I'm gonna like tangent slightly. I literally had a conversation this afternoon about like the concept of hauntings and ghosts. And somebody who very much believes in ghosts, and I explained to them I very much don't. I just believe that our brain is so powerful, more powerful than most of us know. Like, it can actually kind of, in a way, create visuals that aren't there and create sounds that don't exist and even manifest situations that never fucking occurred. And I feel like, to some extent, it's like the same concept with hypnotists. Like, people want to believe with it, or just in like Scotty's case, it sounds like he's like, Scotty came out tonight to have fun, and he legit looked like he had more fun than anybody in the fucking
room. There were times where it was like, I'm like, all right, I need to be serious, and I'm sitting there biting my tongue. I'm like, don't fucking smile, because I smile when I'm like nervous and everything. I just smile. And so when
you were very stoic,
yeah, I was like, but inside I'm like, don't smile, chew on your cheeks.
And again, I said this off camera, but like there's a point where you like, it was at that same time Toby mentioned where he was like, you're gonna remember like everything, and it was right before that. He's like, all right, so you guys have been on stage for about 90 minutes, and you like very adamantly were like, no, it was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that part right there, I'm like, all right, because he asked me first. I'm like, fuck, what number? Yeah, like 5 minutes. Because right then I'm like,
I literally said, I told Toby, I was like, I bet he's going to say like he remembers like 20 minutes. Or actually what I said is like, I think it would be really cool if it popped up. And he's like, yeah, I only remember being here for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like you guys did the 5 minute thing, and it you were the first.
Yeah.
And then everybody else like immediately like was like five minutes. It was
gentlemen
5 minutes.
For,
yeah,
four or five minutes. Yeah.
See, but that's fascinating in and of itself. Like,
they're like, shit, let the kid take the fall.
Well, then everybody goes along with it. Like, that's like that's a skill all its own. Like,
there were several
someone just seemed to be, like, berating people
with
profanity.
He's not a likable person. Like, that's the fucked up part about
when
all
I saw,
this.
When he, like, got really close to me, I'm like, Jesus, you look like the evil villain in a Bond movie. Like,
was he swearing at you guys off mic? That's what it sounded like.
Whenever
I took the mic away, I thought I was hearing a bunch of fucks.
He was telling other people to say. He was saying telling other people to say. He's like, fucking say you shit.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, yeah. You're kidding me. He said he would actually say that.
He was like, he's like, yeah, fucking say you shit. You say you fucking hate her. I'm like, okay.
Because there's the one lady that would, like, call everybody a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, call him motherfucker. And then the guy who said, what was it, like, you fucking stink or something. The guy I was sitting next to, he was like, he's like, tell me I fucking stink. You know, I fucking stink.
So honestly, that's disappointing as fuck. I honestly wish you would have led with that.
It's still amazing, yeah. though.
I will say, though, it is powerful that you can
make these people pretend on stage in front of their friends and family and whoever else, their dates, that you were hypnotized. That is...
Well, it's some of them are and some of them aren't. I don't know. It's like an amazing...
The guy sitting next to me who he was like, fuck it. He was glazed. He's like... When I looked over and he was like, uh-huh. I'm like, Jesus. Either he was drunk as fuck, high as fuck, all two.
Have you ever gotten, like, a really good massage for, like, an hour and 90 minutes, and at the end of it, you, like, kind of feel...
Dude,
like,
I don't last 5 minutes.
Like, legit, if you get, like, a professional massage, like, there's, like, a weird sense of, like, you're not drunk, but, like, you feel woozy.
Yeah.
And, like, it almost looked to some extent like he lured some of you into, like, that sort of states.
That's why I don't let people touch me.
Who would want to, Tom?
I'm not saying it's a difficult rule to uphold. I'm just saying it's a rule. Yeah.
So, what do you think? Do you think any of this was real? For any of the contestants?
I think probably. I mean, I don't know. Hypnosis is a real thing. And the way he was freaking out about the noise, he was passionate enough about that can't mean nothing.
Yeah, he was not happy about the noise.
I think there's real. There's some real that goes on there.
Yeah, as we have street cleaners.
I don't think it's mystical.
This is the craziest night podcast.
The podcast's gonna be on.
It's the hypnosis Illuminati trying to keep us from fucking revealing.
You're gonna
hear
gunshots in the background. There's gonna be a drug deal.
Everyone's trying to stop us.
The SWAT team is just gonna come through the.
You know what?
The
hip Keller is gonna pop out with chloroform.
The
spoons do bend in my hands. They do.
I think the hypnotist has hired all these people to stop us from talking about this.
That's the fucking. Like, that's what this podcast is really about.
Take 100 guns.
As he's walking, transmission podcast.
He's walking out of Hat Tricks and the fucking. God damn it, I'm fucking it up because I can't remember the name of the show. Fucking Kevin Spacey, and they canceled it because of Kevin Spacey and what he does.
House of Cards.
Yeah.
The House of Cards music comes on, and he lights a cigarette. They won't get far with that podcast.
He's like, where's your car? Right there. All right, I'll get you the dope. Go rev your engine.
It's a fucking laser sight.
Now we're suggesting this man's a drug dealer. Come on. What are we doing?
Among many other things. Okay, so you do believe some of it was real, though?
I think, even the way you're describing your experience, that's not normal. Like, if I started doing that, I was like, you will push your head down into the chair.
It probably was just, like, coming up and being willing, and then on top of that, just the, you know, trying to, you know, keep to remember, so you're not really thinking about trying to be, you know, socially acceptable. You're like, fuck it, do it, whatever I want.
I don't worry about being socially acceptable, but I think I'm just too rebellious for hypnotism. Like, if someone tells me to do something, my initial instinct is to say, fuck you.
Well, I gotta give credit because there was a lot of stuff, like, he would talk for 5 minutes and be like, okay, you're doing this. He'd give everyone the roles, and I'd be like, what the fuck is that person doing?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. He's giving one specific person a task when you hear this one song.
He did come up and would touch you whenever he said that. He'd be like, you do this. And so it would be a...
Okay, so see, but I feel like to us it seemed really impressive because he's telling 7 people what to do. And we're like, oh shit, I don't even remember the first one. But when you hear him say, hypnotist, and you thought you had cockroaches on your feet or whatever. So, like, you remembered because all your only role in that part was listen for the word hypnotist.
Yeah.
But to us, we're all like, we're trying.
He would, like, stare him down. It was like, hypnosis. He turned around and was like,
hypnotist. I'm like, okay, I'll hop on. I'm doing something.
He might as well have, like, kind of given you a little pat in the ass. Like, hey, kid, it's your line.
Yeah, nice little grope there. Good job.
Okay, so what do you think?
I personally, I was telling Scott before the show, I was like, I don't believe in hypnotism. I will never believe in hypnotism because what he was doing, what we're saying, and, you know, the touches, the coming up, like, putting the mic away, because it's an illusion. He's an illusionist. I'm an illusionist, so I know all the stuff that he was doing. But even at some points, I'm like, there's no way that they knew exactly what to do at that moment.
Right.
Like, even Scott's thing, I know that you were talking about...
There,
like,
was the leprechaun
along.
Thing? I totally forgot. I'm like, brain, I have to do this. Get my ass banged. He's like, leprechaun. I'm like, what the fuck? What fucking leprechaun?
Like, the one
that's
lady
why
in the
I,
pink?
Like, looked up and looked around, and he went... He just dead stared, looked at me, and was like, all right, look between my legs.
Like the lady in the pink, she just seemed like she was just playing along. Because, like, she would mess up. Like, I watched her mess up, especially with the leprechaun thing, like, oh, it's done. And she was like, it's still there. And I'm like,
there's a pot of gold.
There was that. She was like, there was a pot of gold.
It almost seemed like he was helping her, and, like, all these people.
There's a lot of coaching.
Because he was like, okay, lift your arm up. Put your arm down.
It is.
It's so weird. I don't know how to explain it. Personally,
it's still, even if the only level it's amazing on is like the Stanford prison experiment, you know, my dad.
They just
kind of set him up to behave certain ways. That's still fucking crazy. Like, we just witnessed a fucking nutty thing going on in there where like everybody's like, all right,
this is a nutty thing.
And there was some, like, or even just the cowboy dude.
Oh,
stoic.
He was
fucking
a part of the
cowboy
show.
Yeah.
Like, it was all planned. He knew.
He was like, all right.
And
this is my duty. This
I'll,
is what
I'll
I gotta
also
do.
Say that there is a very hard forbidden rule on video tonight. But if any should so happen to leak, we might be able to like get that posted somewhere.
Trent, you have some of it. You should.
I don't know where it would come from.
I have the beginning. It might be on the Secret Transmission Instagram, which is at Secret Transpod. So maybe we'll get the Secret Trans.
We'll find it.
Anyways, okay. So for the man that was hypnotized himself. How do you feel about it overall? Were you hypnotized? Yes or no? This is the definitive answer from you. Were you hypnotized?
Beginning, yes. After that, no.
Okay. What snapped you out of it?
The pillow. When he touched my hand, he's like, this is your pillow. I'm like...
Like, no,
my
motherfucker,
hand
this is my hand.
Because he's like, grab your pillow. I'm like, are they handing us pillows? Am I supposed to fake it? Like, and then he's like, this is your pillow. And I started doing that. And he's like, no, that's not your pillow. I'm like, what fucking pillow?
Basically, you're saying this is like fucking a dry run at the worst community theater ever. Oh, like, gosh. It's just like...
Or, a dry run of like a Taiwanese sex prison. Like, you just do anything we say, you gotta put your hand there. You gotta put your hand there.
The good news is you are so prepared to make a shit ton of money if you ever go to Taiwan.
So, okay, when you...
That's the real takeaway tonight.
Yeah, I'll make a ton of money.
We can all make a lot more money in Taiwan. if we're being honest with ourselves.
Flash my tits, do a little jiggle.
Now, okay, so you said you did feel like you were hypnotized
first.
How long do you feel like you were hypnotized?
I'd have to say only a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Like,
what did that feel like?
Sort of foggy. Like, my thoughts were foggy. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Okay. Is there anything in that first few minutes that you're like, I'm not real sure what happened to me, or
when the chick's head started nuzzling into like the cradle of my thigh, I'm like, am I imagining this, or is she like nuzzling up? Like, am I going insane?
That's where we were talking a lot about how Toby pointed out there's like a strategic push to it, and you said illusionist. It reminds me of mentalism a lot. I don't know what type of... Are you like a sleight-of-hand magician? Or?
I dabble in mentalism, technically.
Yeah,
but,
mentalism. That's perfect. Like, when you said that, I was hoping, because mentalism very much relies on essentially the performer being way more in the know than you are.
Yeah.
And the fact that all of you on stage have your eyes closed, the way he's force pushing you guys, like, there's times where Toby and I were talking about, like, okay, if I were on stage right now and I felt that push, would I feel like that was coming from him, or is that coming from the person next to me?
Yeah, I will say something. I don't know if this was a callus or a wart or something, but there was a definite extra piece of flesh that I felt when he put his... It wasn't like a palm. It was like a palm, and then there was something else. I'm like, all right, I know who he is.
Is he poking you in the third eye or something?
Yeah, he's like, let me get your chakra right out. Yeah.
But no, yeah, that was one thing that I was telling Miles.
I was trying to say, too, we're now talking about the man's warts. he was a little weird up there, and we might have heard something horrible. We don't know. We really don't know at this point. But,
at least we have a way to identify him. He has a wart on his right hand.
I had another friend who was a comic who she purposely left because she's like, I know this dude is going to make at least one, like, rapey joke.
Really?
And honestly, like...
Wait, so she's met him before? No.
Just, like, on a hunt. She was like, I'm out. Like, I'm not going to stay. I'll watch the comedy, and then I'm leaving for the hypnotist because, like, guaranteed at some point he's going to imply sex with, like, one of the people that's
when
passed
he told
out.
The, I don't the think lady.
He did that, though, did he?
Yeah. He did it once. He did it just once. And it was very, honestly, like, for a rape joke, it was a subtle rape joke. But, like, it was still a rape joke.
When he told the lady in the pink to switch seats with me and, you know, to get spanked, he was like, all right, switch seats. You know, really kind and shit. Sweet. And then when she wasn't spanking her and she wasn't, like, being part of the act, he's like, yell, you like it. I'm like, okay.
Well, and
I'm over here, like, looking at my
I'm
brain.
Sorry,
like,
it's already, like, past its expiration date, the joke I'm about to make. But, that is what I tell my girlfriend when she's like, I didn't come. And it's like, it's subtle. I'm very subtle. I have subtle sex. I have art house sex. It's very subtle. Very subtle.
Well, see.
Very subtle.
Wait till you watch the director's cut.
That was one thing. I felt like, I mean, besides him, like, pushing and kind of coaching everything.
I really manhandled the fuck out of you guys.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was going to bring it up. I don't know when, but when I was falling down the first time, somebody grabbed my, like, my belt and lifted me up. I don't know who did it.
I think that was Cowboy Bob.
That was the one time he smiled.
Okay, he's probably like, yes, I gotta fucking pants this fat ass.
He knew, like, right when you plopped, he was like, oh god.
I felt when I saw him come up, I was like,
well, and I was watching, I was actually taking pictures of you real close whenever you, like, went from the chair to the floor position. And there is a point where I saw you adjust yourself. Like,
yeah, there were,
like,
I put my knee down to secure myself, my hand down, and moved. And, you know, that was when I snapped out of most of the stuff. I was like, right, time to move.
Interesting.
I forgot what I was about to say, damn it. I had it for just a second. There was something about how he was coaching. What was it?
Coaching us like dogs and shit?
Aggressively. Well, besides, like, the snapping. Well, okay, he had a bunch of different techniques that he was doing. Like, he'd hit the microphone on
his chest, he'd snap and click with his mouth.
I think
he'd yell, fuck are you, off mic.
Well, and that was the thing.
Or no filming.
With the people that were complaining about it being too loud, I feel like that was because he'd never, like, when you mic check, it's because you hold the mic a certain, like, I'm holding this mic right here, and I'm going to hold it here as I talk the whole time. He was bringing the mic close and far and close and far. There's no way
to balance it.
No.
And also, I think that he purposely wanted it hot to try to drown out the bar noise. Like,
yeah.
I think that he was intentionally peaking. Because the tables that were complaining, I don't blame them at all. Like, a couple of tables walked because it was just like, this is
it,
bad music.
It was
that
loud. For me, it was louder up there because I was right next to
it. It was one of those things that if it wasn't Scotty, who I know, like, up on stage, I probably would have been like, oh, this is funny. I'm gonna go smoke in the parking lot and probably go home because, like, it's not that good. Like, yeah. It's funny and it's entertaining, but, like, I don't know. I guess I didn't appreciate it on Tom's level where he
You gotta, like, give him his due unless he said the horrible, horrible thing that we think he may
said
have.
Said the word.
Well, in a pretty weird context, if we heard our ears correctly.
Yeah.
Tom's just been doing a lot of hypnosis therapy, and he's, like, trying to make everyone kind of more, like, accepting of that.
But, yeah, it's whatever happened in there. It's like, well, that's some kind of talent. That's something I don't think any of us are capable of.
He's selling tickets. I mean, he's more. We're both comics, and he's far more successful than both of us.
Yeah,
so.
He's doing something right.
Yeah.
He helped the NYPD.
He's been on both Howard Stern and The View, y'all. That's rage right there. That's some fucking
why
rage.
Why would he come here? I don't understand that.
Well, how about we wrap
he
this?
Heard about the comedic talents.
He's hanging out for the free pizza at the open mic on Monday.
Let's wrap this up. If you guys have some kind of social media you'd like to plug, if you want my listeners to come follow you on Twitter or Instagram, or if you've got a project, you're a musician, please plug away. I'll let Miles do it because he's a professional and he's done this before.
You can find me online at Mr. Most Days Off. I also host a Simpsons podcast, the Best Darn Diddly Review Show. That's DIDDLY. And you can find that everywhere online at Best Darn Diddly and at www.bestdarndiddly.com.
You got anything you would like to promote?
Yeah, you can find me at my address, which I'm not going to give out right now, but it's printed on my driver's license. Sometimes I leave my wallet laying around. You can swipe it. I'm around town. You'll see me. I have large red hair, and I don't look great.
He's the only guy that sounds just like this.
So, okay. Well, I'm going to be looking for that wallet. You got anything you'd like to promote?
Yeah.
Since you're young, you've got the Twitter. You've got the.
No, don't look at my Twitter.
It's
filled with porn.
There,
yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Sepelio, or go to my shit YouTube channel where I do say weird words. Skage101.
Cool.
There's a lot of bad words on
follow,
there.
Follow my band, Jack Hitman Music. It's on Spotify and iTunes, and I really appreciate it.
Go check out the band.
It's
go check out the YouTube.
Not a trick.
All right. Everyone say bye. I don't know.
Bye.
See ya.
9/11 was an inside job. It's provable. Building 7 cannot be accounted for.
He's in on it.
I feel
it.
Like my Alex Jones impression is actually separate.
Michael Jackson is alive.
Zionist propaganda.
Michael Jackson was trying to save those children, and the Soroses
did he say save or shave?
Have been covering. Oh,
shave. He was shaving the children.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.